Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Do you realize your response to circumstances are as a result of the information you hear? Who or what do you obey? The circumstances or the Word of God? Join Reverend Daniel as he continues his teaching on the benefits associated with acting on God's Word in his new series titled, Art Thy Word. Stay tuned and be blessed.
You see, the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, let me tell you, the reason I'm saying because,
do you know
that when we are ministering something, we ourselves, when we say something, when we, after a minute, we say,
you don't have can't wait.
But see, you are under the oil. So when you are communicating, you know what you are saying. You see it, you say it. And can you imagine if you don't say what you have to say? People will perish. That is the problem. Okay. So what? And a great number, and they came to the, and as he went out, there go with the disciples. A great man of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of what is not getting well. Can you please read it? Let me understand it properly, okay?
And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway.
He sat by the highway side begging. What a lie. Beggar. Beggarly lie. Some of you.
Let me
tell you something. As your pastor,
say so for.
I understand your situation.
I feel
for you.
Me think come out.
But nothing can be changed without you responding to the word of God.
And so be will be to me as a one two and more nyamia sibni more.
I don't know how to put it. Where you are like you hand to mouth.
Na the beko an open the winya.
You are used to begging people. You're not begging for any business.
You
are begging for your daily bread. I'm talking to you. God can change your story. Just believe what I am saying.
Amen. Amen.
If you only respond to my word, say the Lord. I'll make a testimony out of your life.
Amen. May ye a dance here say oh a problem. Amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit help them.
Amen.
Now listen to what happened.
When you see
one night that you can determine your breakthrough, this is what I'm talking about. You can determine the time of your success. This is what I'm talking about.
Amen. Amen.
Let me tell you, I'm shifting. Your in-laws. It's not every in-law that you stay with them. I'm still speaking. You have to discern it. Some people, when you get them into your family, you are finished. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You have your own issue with your family. And you think that you have escaped. Where you are going? That's why it's important. As a man, you must determine, say, leave and cleave what? To your wife. So it's good to do whatever you can do. To leave any territory where you can see that this place is familiar grounds. Leave it. Whether it's your family's wife or whatever. It's very important. I've come off again. No? It's like I can't continue. It's like a picture. I've come here again. It's not easy.
Amen.
It's not easy. Instructions are bitter pills, but you have to do it. How long do you have to live? That you can't just jump. Whatever happens. You're not even jump, you're jumping on the word. He said, Holy Spirit, help us.
Amen. Amen.
The man has been blind for a long time. And the sad thing is that in a state of begging, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you.
Amen.
Now, look at what happened to him. The ministry is like a ministry to the same person.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Amen. Listen. Listen very carefully.
And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say,
hey, the same thing with the lepers. Who perceived first that this word is for me? This Jesus is for me. Was it Jesus who went for them? They went for Jesus. Sometimes when your pastor is preaching, you have to attack the word. We call it lambano. You take it and make it yours.
Amen.
You take it and make it yours. Jesus. Because if you don't do it, the word will pass you to never recognize you. The word will never recognize you. Because you never saw it. Holy Spirit, help them.
Amen.
When I say that people will be international all over the world.
Amen. Amen.
It's for those who are crazy enough to attack the word.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Please take your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the person I'm seeing, the person is going to do so well quickly that if the person does not respond to the word of God as I'm preaching, the way I'm seeing it, it will hurt to be bad. It will hurt. It will hurt me. The person knows I'm talking to him. Do you know, Shaman, when Jesus is speaking, he doesn't say who is speaking, but the people know they're speaking. It's part of his ministry. You know, every time you have to the person directly.
Mm-hmm.
No, because the Holy Spirit is our ministry. Are you here?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Are you here? Look, and so he begins to shout. Please come up. He said, there was the right. He sat by the highway side begging. So he was a beggar. But that doesn't matter. A beggar too can have faith. Have a faith. It's free. If you can decide, you can have faith.
Amen. Amen.
You didn't have to go and borrow somebody's faith. You can have faith.
Also, but
God made that like himself.
Amen.
So he gave us what we need to get everything we want.
Amen.
He put it inside us.
The ability
to believe. To believe.
Then
he said, and when he heard, there was a head.
Now what say ye? What say ye?
Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
Say wutie, say wutie nyame asem.
So when you hear your word,
it is a what say what say mo.
Doing a message.
You must
know how to attack it. You must know how to receive it. He said, the beggar, when he heard that his salvation has come, let me tell you. Let me tell you what you do. When you go to church, you come to church, and pastor is about to preach. You are waiting for your word. It's very important.
Amen.
Because that's your breakthrough.
Amen.
You don't need a sign.
All
you need is a word.
Amen. Amen.
He said,
or say,
and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth,
now what he said, Jesus,
he began to cry out and say, the King James Version, the word cry doesn't mean he's weeping. No.
And yes, shout. Now, shout.
So
now,
Jesus,
say, yes,
thou son of David,
David the bar,
have mercy upon
whom
me.
More poor.
He knew.
Now, on him.
This was a solution.
So, when in assembly, whom we are,
this what surprised me.
When I hear me, one, one.
This is what surprised me.
When I hear me,
he was shouting
now,
on top of his voice for him. For his breakthrough. For his deliverance.
As
he was shouting, people were telling to keep quiet. Those who were close to him. Please calm down, 49. They like the fact that he's a beggar. Continue.
And many charged him that he should hold his peace.
Many.
Now, don't want to catch and say, on canon too.
I don't know how to explain this to you. Your environment determines how far you go.
Baby, I want to say, baby, cry.
Environment can also be the people who are influencing you. People you see. She know you.
If you know what you
mean, the men you're a
gentleman. What for? You're
a man. You
understand?
There are no go anywhere. Where you are going, they can't go with you.
Baby, I walk on. I want to be found.
If you stay there,
so of course what's now?
Do continue to do things against that you never notice it. Because the environment will choke the word in your life. Because every time you wake up, there's something to talk about to them. And what they talk about will be negative things. You can't even share your dreams with them. Because what they are telling you, it will actually is a word of will make you fear and doubt. I preach.
Amen.
But he cried the more,
a great deal.
So even as he keep crying, ah. That's why when I come to church, when I look at them, those who have been shouting when I'm preaching, they excite me a lot.
Amen.
It's like they don't care.
There's almost shame with your telling.
They're not being diplomatic.
They
know what they're looking for.
Only me also say.
Is that I'm going to do diplomacy when God is
there? There be.
You. No. Not at all. I'm a lady. I'm a young. I don't do. You're a lady. You're a fine.
Don't want me to be a rapper.
I made a mistake. He said, but he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David.
David,
he was calling for his salvation.
Not a friend and quantity.
If you are not hungry.
Come on,
please continue reading.
And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called.
Listen. So it means that if he hadn't persisted, the master would never have recognized. Let me explain something to you. There are certain sounds you make in heaven. There are certain sounds. I'm talking to somebody. There are certain sounds you make in heaven.
But to come to Amen. Amen.
The sound of faith can never be resisted by God. Do you remember?
Okay.
There was a man in the Bible called Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Cornelius is here. Good. He came to church today.
Obas.
There was a man called Cornelius. He was making certain sounds. In heaven. What were the sounds? He was giving alms.
Amen.
And this was in heaven. Speaking for him.
And
then God sent an angel. Who set up the miracle for him to be saved?
When she said in Central Man said, Yanyaninkwa or Nuankasa.
I'm telling you, you can set up your miracle.
One Kasa bet me as a show and sent Renidia to
He obeyed the instructions of the rabbis. As he went to the synagogue. So as he was obeying instructions, he was putting together sounds.
Amen.
He was putting offerings. Smoke was going to heaven. God was
putting
the same way. When the word of God is coming to you, the way you receive the word of God is a shout to the anointing. It's a shout to the spirit that you are ready.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I just said? So he said, and Jesus stood and commanded him to be called. This now his time has come. His time has come. You know the funny thing? The anointing did not just tell him that I'll do. He wanted to know what he really wanted.
Amen. And was an unconscious or me say a mount. They will know she said no one can say here.
And they called the blind man saying unto him, be of good company. The same person now be of good company.
I feel so Mawakuma and toy you, Mawakuma and toy
you. Right, he called it you.
Sorry, now offer.
What happened? Read it.
And he, casting away his garment, rose.
You mean that it was a hasty thing?
She said, Oh, pentum. To manage any baby.
Continue.
And came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight.
Jesus. Specific. I want to see.
No need me wash your say.
I want to see. But you see, I'm going to come back to where I'm preaching this message. You see it right now. In meetings like this. We have the oil. But many times we don't determine what happens to you. You determine what happens to you. The blind man said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Verse 52. Come now. Go read it.
And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith have made thee whole.
See what Jesus did? It's a funny man. The guy didn't see you. Before he said it, he said, you go.
What do you call?
And he made a statement.
Now can't say
he
me.
Said, I have made you go. He said, well, your
can't
faith.
Say me that mama see, would you dear?
I'm stressed for you to see that. Look through the scriptures. Everything depends on your faith.
So
when I gave you that, listen to my messages. I'm not saying because maybe I'm trying to get your faith to be intact. Because when your faith is intact, anything can happen. He's saying yesterday that it is your faith who has made, who has produced the what? Hey! Jesus. Hey, look, he said, Go that way. Thy faith hath made thee whole.
Now, see,
and immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
Immediately.
It means that there are different times that God will expect your faith to work. But it never worked because you didn't have it. And I'm telling you how you should get your faith.
Amen.
Listen to the message. Because you can come to church one day. And because you have been hearing the message, I will give a word here. And because your faith is to shout to the anointing.
Amen. Amen.
Let's clap for Jesus.
Bon sema Yesu. Bon sema Yesu.
Listen to me. If you are hearing me today,
so what see me now?
And you are in a very difficult situation.
Now what see baby? More temper.
Receive the word of God.
Amen.
You are coming out of that situation.
Amen. 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 Amen.
If you are listening to me,
so what see me?
And you are in a dark corner.
Now,
and it looks like nothing good can come out of your life. Listen to what I'm saying to you. God has already taken you out of that.
Amen. Amen.
You are hearing me now. And you are full of fear. You are full of fear. Because it looks like you are even losing your breath. Because you don't know how to make a way out of this issue. Receive wisdom from above.
Amen. Amen.
Life is spiritual. And spiritual things cannot be observed by physical things. But because you are a spirit, and I speak, the words we speak, they are spirit and alive. So you can receive the words we are saying to you.
Amen. Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen. Amen.
You will not fail.
Amen.
That disease can't kill you.
Amen.
Whatever the doctor said, it doesn't matter. What matters is God's words to you.
Amen.
Believe what I'm telling you.
Amen. Amen.
Every form of barrier that will not allow you to move. I see that your God has taken away that barrier.
Amen. Amen.
I am commanding you to move forward.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The heaven and earth shall pass away. Which simply means that every challenge you are facing has passed away.
Amen. There's a baby bear who from the chemuko. A chemuko. Amen.
But my words will never pass away.
Then so menu masem the chemuda.
His words have come out.
Nensem naba.
Open your heart.
Be wakumemu.
They are working for you.
Amen. Amen.
You see, you are here.
Oha.
All you see is death.
You want you woo.
I say to you,
me catch it was
say. It's a lie.
A yen true. A yen true.
It's a lie. Who is he that said it shall come to pass?
Why not? Or say a bebem
when the Lord has not sanctioned
it.
If God has not sanctioned, who
says
that?
Why not say?
Listen to me. The same God that went to Egypt and took the people of
Israel
out of the hands of the Egyptians. They have been in slavery for many generations. The same God that took them out of Egypt. I prophesy over you.
Amen.
You have been delivered from every principality.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I am giving you a word of God.
Amen.
You have been delivered.
Amen.
From every power of the enemy.
Amen.
That has ruled your family.
Amen.
That has ruled your household.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Receive the word of God. Receive the word of God. There's something that takes people's joy and happiness. It's a spirit. I see someone here. This thing has been with you for a long time. I speak the word of God to you.
Amen.
Receive the word.
I receive it.
As you live here, that spirit has left you.
Amen. Amen.
It will never return again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. There's a joy that you have lost because of your marriage. I here to tell you, your joy has been restored.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Believe what I'm telling you.
Amen.
Everybody, can you begin to speak it? Everybody, begin to speak it in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. Let's speak in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words: O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.